One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like the idea of a mini episode. Let's keep it mini.
Maybe it'll be many people complaining about how bad it was.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy.
This week on the show, we're going to talk about what Dave has eaten so far on his California adventure in progress.
No, we're not going to do that.
Well, no, we're going to talk about whatever Dave wants.
That's not true either. We had a clear agenda.
Oh my God, I asked
you. I'm traveling and I'm on a bit of a sojourn.
You're on a sojourn. That's right.
I am. I'm on a personal journey of self-discovery and truth and learning and betterment. I've been in California for just under a week now. And I'll be in California for about another week. And some nights I have slept in hostels. And some nights I have, one night I shared a tent with a couple from Maine who I had met on the trails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this happened.
We shared tea and stories of our past. And so I've also been to museums. I've also don't want to, you know, I've snuck into museums. Oh. I've also, that's a true one. I've also... Let's see. I've been on several hikes and yeah, so all I'm saying is we never agreed that this was going to be like a roundup of everything that I've done in California, not even everything that I've eaten in California. I'll introduce you in a second, but I think the question that I have is, not a question. It is. I'm rambling.
Yeah. Are you?
Stop. It's almost like we needed a script. No, you're going to delete all this out anyway. We knew that it was going to be difficult to record because I was going on this personal journey. And so we said, well, why don't you call in during your personal journey and we'll talk about something. We'll do a little mini-sode.
Yeah. And y'all, toeheads. This is that mini-sode. It's you're listening to it now.
Nobody's listening to it, first of all. But this is it. And this is a hyper-local, hey, doubly so, because I'm the one who's here. But in terms of topics, it's not a normal episode. It's because we wanted to talk about one place that we'll probably never get to go to together because you couldn't come out here with me because you weren't invited because it's a personal journey of self-reflection. But so right now I'm in Berkeley, California, and one of the famous restaurants here is the Butcher Sun. So we discussed pretty clearly, I thought, but maybe not, that I would eat at the Butcher Sun and then call, and then we'd talk about what I ate at the Butcher Sun.
Yep, and that's what we're doing. It's happening now. I asked for clarification before we recorded, and you would not give it to me.
Well, if you're not going to remember it, I'm not going to prep you with crib notes right beforehand in like a script or something. You could have typed up a script. You could have emailed it to me. How are you doing? How's your week been?
Hey, I'm good. I'm single momming it over here in Atlanta. It's me and the kid. We have been roller skating a lot. I was actually supposed to be in California for the San Francisco part of this journey, but because of flooding in Florida, my mom's flight got canceled. So there was no one to watch our child while I was in San Francisco with Dave. So I stayed behind so Dave could go to a good friend's wedding, friend of the pod, Bill's wedding. And that was a real stone cold bummer, but I am trying to get out there to meet up with Dave in LA for that part of the trip. And I sure am excited about that.
All right. Yeah, that's coming up. I'm going to go down to LA. I'm going to travel down there. I'm thinking about hiking down there, but I might take the train, might rent a car, might book a flight. You know, I'm open road, baby. Open road.
You're just a Jack Kerouac.
I am. You know, I actually am. Yes. I actually am exactly like Jack Kerouac.
Dave Streepy on the road.
Well, Jack Kerouac didn't go on the road. He wrote a book called On the Road.
Right.
In which characters that he made up went on the road.
Correct.
So are you suggesting that I'm one of them?
Sure.
You know, all kidding aside.
Yeah.
Which is what we were doing in case it wasn't clear to anybody.
Well, I mean, half kiddings. There were facts in there. There were also facts. So have fun parsing that, Toeheads.
So nobody's having fun. Nobody's having fun here. I did catch a glimpse. So I've been in Berkeley for a few days and been walking around and seeing the sights and getting into whatever and doing some hiking. And when I do, I see these old dudes that are in like their 70s or 80s and they're just full out hiking gear. They've got like their walking sticks and stuff. They've got their canteens. They're stopping at water fountains like across, around the city to refill their canteens. And my vibe is that these dudes just live in the area and are retired and just hike around in this beautiful country. And I think that's my retirement. I think I got a snapshot of retirement goals from seeing that. So my point to you is get ready for that. Because I don't know what their wives are doing. But they are not on the hikes with these guys.
They're probably roller skating.
Do you think they're roller skating?
Mm-hmm.
There has not been a lot of roller skating here. There was in San Francisco. Saw some amazing roller skating happening in Golden Gate Park. With
I was supposed to skate in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, you okay? Do you want me to not talk about it?
No, tell me about it.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah, with Luam. I talked over you when you were saying it was our friend Luam that you got to hang out with in Golden Gate Park.
Not just Luam, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were several people. I introduced her to a couple that I had met on my travels. They were camping out in the park.
In Golden Gate Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a common thing. It's this is a couple from Arkansas that had been on the road as well. And so it's just when you're on, you know, journeys like this, sometimes your paths cross and you meet new people and you make friends. And
yeah,
Bill and Hillary were their names.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Bill and Hillary from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
On a personal journey of reflection of their own. So I wish them all the best if they're listening. I know Bill mentioned he had recently gone vegan. So shout out to friend of the pod, Bill. Didn't get his last name.
Different from friend of the pod, Bill, last name redacted, who has a home in San Francisco. Different person.
More than one Bill in the world. Good point.
More than one Bill in the world. Think that's the point I was making. Dave.
Hey.
Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I haven't checked a work email in like 5 days, which is a personal record. I have been good. Eating good food, taking care of myself, taking care of my mind, being kind to myself. Going on runs, yeah. Being good to my body.
I love that for you. That sounds amazing. Yeah. You deserve
it. Nothing wrong with that.
So, Dave, you went to Butcher Son 2 times. Tell me about what's the scoop. Tell me about Butcher Son. I don't know anything about this place except that on her episode, Robin recommended that you eat there.
Butcher Son is a deli, a vegan deli and bakery in Berkeley, California. Opened up in February of 2016. I will go to the bio from the website. The name of the Butcher Son is based on the idea of the modern son of a butcher who was raised eating animal products. When he grows up and opens his own business, He strives to create healthier and more sustainable options that still satisfy his cravings for the food he grew up with. Like the sun, plenty of us are looking to make better decisions for our planet and personal health, yet still have cravings for a cheeseburger or a turkey sandwich, which is where the butcher's son comes in. We're here to offer people what they grew up eating, using terms they are familiar with, while being as sustainable as and as cruelty-free as possible. And I can say that they support that. That what I experience supports that. So this is in, I guess, downtown Berkeley. I don't really know. It's close to the campus. There's a couple of strips that go to the south and to the west and to the north of the campus that are like your typical like college strips of just like shops and restaurants and bars and all of that stuff. And everything is really, really cool. And this is no exception. So going in there has a pretty cool little, it's a deli. It's a vegan deli with a big seating area in the back, counter service in the front. You order at the counter, take a number, and then they bring it to you. There's a little tray on the on one wall, like a cooler that has some pre-prepared salads and grab-and-go sandwiches and stuff like that. So very, very much like a deli mindset. And the menu itself, which I sent you a picture of, really backs that up as well. So 2 days ago, I get into town. I get checked in. I'm not a good traveler. You know this about me. You know that I'm not a good traveler.
I feel like you're a really good traveler. You don't think you are?
I'm good when I'm there, but I'm
Oh,
not
yeah.
good on
You're
the
a
travel
nervous
days.
traveler. You're like an anxious traveler.
Well, we're all anxious travelers. Some would argue that you're an anxiouser traveler than me, but what I try to be mindful of the fact that, what's a good way to put this? I'm not going to have reliable access to a bathroom, that I'm not going to have reliable access to like nice cold water or the snacks that I would like, or like I'm not going to have access to my comforts. And then when I'm in the town, I can like make it a mission to get those comforts that are most important to me. You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm drinking coffee. I'm drinking nice cold water because I got a jug of cold water that I'm keeping in the refrigerator so that I can have nice cold water whenever I want. But travel days are pretty disruptive to me and my routine. And so, like, I don't like eat well on travel days because my routine's all disrupted. And I'm not trying to get like something that's like super saucy and seasoned, like at a airport restaurant or something like that. You know what I mean? Trying to eat light because of that note earlier about the bathroom.
Right.
So, are you making fun of me?
No,
Are you
it's
having fun?
funny. Well, when I'm traveling, I tend to drink fewer fluids for the same reason because of access to the bathroom. Because I feel like I have to pee all the time at home because I'm just constantly drinking water and tea. So when I'm on the road, I feel like I'm constantly thirsty because I'm trying to not have to pee a million times. Because you never know when you're gonna, especially on a road trip, you never know when you're gonna have access to a bathroom. And
Well,
that's
see,
not
for me,
even with me wanting like a clean bathroom for preference.
I like almost kind of do the opposite, where the most important thing is drinking a lot of water because I'm probably not going to be nourishing my body in any other way reliably for like the next day or so. So then, like, at least I'm hydrated so that I can acutely feel awful about all the other things that I'm not doing to myself. Like, and here's my tip to you, because I ran into this on my flight out to San Francisco because it was an early flight and I did not get it together to eat breakfast before the flight. And there were very disappointing vegan options on the flight, obviously. Everybody's aware of that. And then when I landed, I was in too much of a hurry to eat at that point. So the net was like, in West Coast time, I had missed one meal, but in East Coast time, I had missed 2 meals.
Oof,
And so my body was in really bad shape in the afternoon of that trip. So my point to you, because you're flying out early later this week, is you got to eat breakfast.
I will. I'll at least
What do you
grab
plan to
something at
have?
the. I'll grab something at the airport. They have those like grab and go meals, and there's usually at least one vegan option, even if it's not necessarily what I would want the most.
Okay.
Like a hummus plate or something boring
for
like
breakfast?
That. I don't know. Whatever.
Hummus for breakfast?
Whoa. Sure. Well, by the time I usually by the time I get hungry, it's actually lunchtime. So that's a bad plan. Maybe I'll grab like a bar.
You're going to be burping up that hummus all day is my point. You're going to be a little hummus burps all day. Here's what you should do. Let me tell you what your breakfast should be.
Okay.
Your breakfast should be a Belvita, blueberry. Your breakfast should be a banana, yellow. Your breakfast should be, well, if you were a Sky Club member like me, you could have the chia pudding, but I don't think you can get into the Sky Club.
I don't think so either.
So a Belvita, Belvita, Belvita?
Belvita. There's no L.
No, there's an L. There's clearly an L.
Oh my gosh, I've been saying it wrong all this time. Belvita.
Yeah, nice try, though. You didn't know that I had one sitting right here and you were confidently telling me.
Did not. I've been calling them
listeners. I held up a picture of the Belvita wrapper for her to see how wrong she was, just how like demonstrably wrong she was.
Yeah, I'll definitely pack some Belvitas to snack on. That's smart.
All right. Should we keep doing this? This kind of sucks.
Will you tell me? Hey, Dave, I heard you went to the butcher's son. You got into San Francisco.
Telling you about it.
Yeah.
I was telling you about it.
You were getting there.
All right. I can tell on your face that this is not going the way you wanted it to go.
No, it's
perfect. There's one in LA.
This is flawless.
We could go to the one in LA.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So look, let me paint the picture. It's a travel day. And my routine is disrupted. My eating is disrupted. I've not had breakfast that morning. I was too busy packing up, too busy doing all the things that I need to do to get over to Berkeley. So I arrive, I unpack, I go to Berkeley, go to Butcher Sun. It's my first meal of the day. And I get a chopped cheese. Chopped cheese is, so I can't read the description because I don't have access to their menu. Oh, I sent you a picture of the menu.
Yeah, I'll read you what a chopped cheese is.
Hey.
It's a soft hoagie with lettuce, tomato, mayo, mustard, grilled onions, and seasoned impossible meat and seitan steak with melted cheddar. Two kinds of vegan meat. That is wild.
That's right. So yeah, the chopped cheese is a soft hoagie with lettuce, tomato, mayo, mustard, grilled onions, seasoned impossible meat, and seitan steak with melted cheddar. And let me tell you, it's as heavy as it sounds. It is a heavy, heavy, heavy dish. I also saw that they had macaroni salad. They have bacon macaroni salad. And I am a gaga goo goo baby for macaroni salad. Anytime there's a cold macaroni salad, I can't get there fast enough. So I got the macaroni salad as well. That came right away. I ate it like a greedy little baby while I waited for the chopped cheese to arrive. I also got fries with the chopped cheese because I see the look on your face. It was my first meal of the day and I was very hungry. The other layer to this is that I was going to see fish that evening and I don't really eat heavy on days where I'm going to a show as well. So I'm kind of getting it from both ends at this point. Like my day is disrupted because it's travel. I need to eat food and get some gas in the tank, but I also have this show this evening to worry about as well. But so this comes out, it's very heavy. And to be fair, that's what a chopped cheese is. It's very heavy, you know, like.
That is kind of what you asked for.
It's a hoagie, could not be fuller of meat in it with like the melted cheese.
Can I tell you that you sent a picture of that sandwich to me and I showed it to our child and he hooted with joy when he saw it. He said, "Woohoo!"
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. I will say, like, there's a lot of meat, but there's a lot of everything else as well. And I was like, I had a mission to get to that lettuce that was in the wedge there of the hoagie. and the lettuce was fresh, crisp, nutritious. I could feel like my energy like returning to my body just in time for it to be weighed down and deflated by all of the meat that was part of it, all of the toasted buttery bread that was part of it, all of the fries that were optional, but I still opted in for that were on the side of it. It was delicious, but it was very, very, very heavy. It was, I made the wrong choice in what sandwich I should have for that meal. So I left there. I left satisfied. I left feeling bad about myself. I know I was talking about how I was being kind to myself, but there are still moments where I ding myself for the bad decisions that I make and the way that those bad decisions make me feel. But so we were talking about it, and I was like, you know what? You were like, let's record. It's time to record. Let's talk. We were going to talk about the butcher stuff. You were very clear about what the agenda of the recording was at that point. I said, you know what? I would like to take another trip to the butcher son, and then we can record after that trip, because I feel like I did it wrong, or I did it objectively right, but wrong for me.
You weren't in like the mindset to enjoy the sandwich.
So the second day for my second lunch at Butcher Sun, I ordered the classic Caesar, which is, I mean, you know what a Caesar salad is, but it's a chopped Little Jim's lettuce with creamy Caesar dressing, fried capers, parmesan, and croutons. And I also ordered fried chicken on the top of that, which I believe is seitan, fried up, obviously, had a really good breading to it. And I also got a quarter pound of the macaroni salad, because I'm a little goblin for the macaroni salad. I also got a quarter pound of potato salad, because I love a potato salad and I wanted to try that out. I also ordered the house-made half pickle, which, spoiler, came out full pickle. So I don't know if I got a little treat because I'm so sweet, or if that's just what a half pickle is a full pickle, some deli term. I don't know.
I have so many thoughts. Thought number one is that back in the way back, like high school, during the period in high school that I wasn't vegetarian, a chicken Caesar salad was my absolute favorite thing. I would order it anytime it was on a menu. So I'm very jealous that you got to have a chicken Caesar. Super amazing. Also, the house-made pickle. Dave sent me pictures of all his food. I've been receiving photos of all Dave's food throughout this trip. And that house-made pickle, I didn't know it was homemade. That's super exciting. You buried the lead. And then also those salads sound delicious.
Well, thank you for your thoughts. Thanks for storing them all up and giving them to me all at once. Made you seem more critical than maybe it would have if you'd sprinkled them out over each update. I'm realizing now that, so my one, not regret, but I thought that the only chicken option was a fried chicken. And that felt strange to me because chicken on a salad, that's like grilled chicken territory. You know what I mean? Like you can go fried, like there's nothing wrong with it, but I was trying to work in a more healthful direction than the fried like decadence that I had had the day before.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like of the options that you can add, there's smoked whitefish salad, smoked jackfruit, deli sliced lemon garlic chicken, deli sliced smoked pastrami, fried chicken, and chicken fried tofu. There's also a buffalo fried chicken that's a little bit more.
Smoked whitefish salad is another one of my childhood faves. On Sundays, my dad would go to the deli and he would get bagels, and smoked whitefish salad was always in the bag along with some cream cheeses to schmear and lox. And it just sounds like the butcher's son is full of my childhood favorite foods.
Well, I'll confess that I'm fighting the urge to go and try the whitefish salad today. I feel like I need to try a different place. I've been in this city for 3 days. I have eaten at other places. I have two lunch places that are on my list for today that I'm planning to hit, but I feel like I'm just going to miss out on that whitefish salad unless I can get it together tomorrow morning before I fly out.
Or we could go in LA and have that whitefish salad. Because you said they have a location there.
Maybe, but there's another place that we're going to in LA for the pod that I pointedly didn't go to in San Francisco because you told me not to so that we could go in LA so that we could talk about it on the show. So I don't want to overload our LA. I don't know the face that you're making right now. So my point is, I think the deli sliced lemon garlic chicken might be that grilled chicken option that goes best on a salad. The fried chicken was nice on the salad. It was not out of place. It just tilted it into a fried direction where I was trying to be a little bit better to myself. But I'll say, so the potato salad and the macaroni salad, just like before, came out. They handed me the trays, gave me my number. I sat and waited for the salad, the Caesar salad, to come out. And little goblin David ate all the both quarter pounds of both salads. I was sitting in the sun. I just basking, just vibing, eating picnic salads. That macaroni salad, incredible. It is incredible. I know I just said I'm not going to go back, but I might go back just to get the macaroni salad and eat it as I'm walking to my actual lunch destination, lunch one destination.
Gosh, what a dream this trip is.
It's, yeah.
Macaroni salad on your way to one of two lunches. That's my dream, Dave.
I've taken so few naps, though, that this trip might be your nightmare. There's been no time.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss a single thing, though. I don't think you'd be napping if you were here either, if we're being honest. So the salads were good. I thought the potato salad, it was a little bit more math than I liked. I like my potato salad to be chunky. And it was good. It was lemony, but it was not fair to put that in the same arena as the macaroni salad and then compare the two together. Like, I'm sure it's fine on its own. The Caesar salad was phenomenal. Amazing. I'm not a Parmesan cheese fan, but the Parmesan cheese was phenomenal in this salad. I'm not a capers fan. The capers were phenomenal in this salad. The creamy dressing was to die for. The chicken that was added on top of it was great. It had very, very seasoned. Very, like, I know that sounds silly, but I think maybe I was expecting more of like a chicken fried tofu flavor, mm-hmm. where it's breaded and hinted in that direction versus fried chicken, which the breading is very, very seasoned on fried chicken. You know what I mean? It's not chicken that is fried. It is fried chicken, which is a different dish. You know what I mean?
So like very salt and peppery?
Very salt and pepper, yeah. Maybe some of the kernel spices. I don't know. But it seems like very seasoned. Not a bad thing, but added a different layer to the salad itself. I thought it worked well with it. And I was thankful for the protein as well. Ate half of it there. Ate half of it last night after I got back from the show. And was a good come down from that as well. So I was glad that I went back. I thought that between the two offerings, I didn't talk about the pickle.
No, tell me about the pickle.
Top 10 pickle. Yeah.
Garlic, dill, tell me about it.
No, it was dill. Had that crunch. You don't get that crunch anymore from a pickle. Like, and I hate Jimmy John's. Hate the guy, hate the place, but their pickle is one of the best pickles I've ever had in my entire life. That's like top 5 pickle. This is giving it a run for its money. So ooh. I wouldn't put it top 5 just because I don't want emotions to factor into this, but it's definitely comfortably in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I think between this order and the chopped cheese order, I pretty successfully covered the whole spectrum of what this place could offer. And in conclusion, I think that the famous place is good.
So, Dave,
the answer to the eternal question that everybody wants to know is, what does Dave, co-host of Talking Tofu, think of the famous vegan place in Berkeley? My judgment is that it's good and that it's right that it is famous.
Hey, Dave, on a scale of 1 to 10, Zoom countdown timers, what would you give the Butcher's Son?
Boy, I'm really stressed. I would give it a 10 because I liked the food that I had there. I think the only reason that I'm hesitating is because I kind of wanted them to own a little bit more in the drink space. Like, they had a cooler, like, nothing. You can't expect that from a deli. Like, they had a cooler, they had soft drinks, they had, you know, jug of water and stuff like that. But it would have been cool.
Did they have Dr. Brown's sodas in the cooler?
I don't think so. I didn't really look at the cooler, though.
It's a little bit of a letdown.
But, you know, give me a fountain. Give me a fountain. Give me whatever the eco-friendly equivalent of a big styrofoam cup filled with, you know, crushed ice and that soda in it. Like, that's very deli to me, you know?
To me, that's not deli at all. To me, a deli, maybe it's because I was going to specifically like Jewish delis growing up, but to me, it's that like can of Dr. Brown's like Celray or root beer or whatever. But it's like the cold case of like sodas that you can't find elsewhere that come in fun flavors.
Well, maybe there is that. Maybe I'll go back and look. Maybe I'll do some drink recon. But either way, it's at a 10. Like it was, it's either a hesitant 10 or a confident 10. So it doesn't really matter. So I guess my point is, it doesn't really matter. It didn't really matter that you listened to this episode if you've made it this far. It didn't really matter that we made the time to record it. I'm glad we got to talk, though. I haven't talked to you since I began my journey.
Well, I'm glad that we got to talk, too. And I got a lot out of this because I didn't know very much about the Butcher's Son going into this. And now I know a lot about it, like that I want to eat at the one in LA very much.
Well, do you want to have a snack?
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Since you talked about a place you went that I hadn't been, what if I eat a snack that you don't have and you don't want to eat?
Yeah, I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it out of the way.
Okay, let me watch you eat it.
Yeah, so these are Hip Peas Organic Chickpea Puffs Sriracha Sunshine flavor.
Cool. And what's the sunshine part?
Unspecified. But here they are. I've been saving them for the pod for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I'm finally going to eat them because Dave's not here.
Yeah, today's the day.
So I'm sure y'all are familiar with Hip Peas. They make all kinds of chickpea puffs, and I'm a big fan of them, and I'm excited to try these. I like their cheesy ones, but I'm excited for these spicy ones.
What's the verdict? What's the texture like?
Like a puff? Like a cheese puff?
All right.
These are great. They're light and fluffy and crunchy. There's a chickpea flavor I'm not totally into, but there's like that spicy sriracha flavor that kind of comes in and saves the day.
I'm sorry, did you say there's a chickpea flavor to the chickpea puffs that you're not fond of?
Okay. Yeah, the thing with chickpea stuff is that sometimes it doesn't taste like chickpeas. It's just made from them. But this tastes like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to snack on these tonight.
All right.
I'm going to resist eating another one right now. Yeah, they're good and spicy.
All right.
That's a thumbs up for me, Toeheads, on this snack that I ate by myself.
Thumbs down for me. So house divided on that.
Yeah. Well, Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, take a minute to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Maybe don't rate us based on this episode alone, though. Really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. You can also follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
And I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram. Line Leader was taken on TikTok. Line Leader on Fortnite. And that's all. That's all the socials that I'm on.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Bye.
Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.